Hey guys, Ryan Hoppy here. I am sick and tired of Jeffrey Knight getting away with crimes. So here is the complete coverage of the Jeffrey Knight case on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. There you go. That was pretty good, you know. I like how I was all clean and in and out, like usual.
Now, something completely different.
This is Jeffrey Knight guy from Janus Live. He even spells his name like an asswipe. J-E-F-F-R-Y. Cool, bro. Your mom didn't know how to spell when she gave birth to you.
Happy Hot Topic.
Let's go.
First at 6. It's been a week since that boat crashed into the Clearwater Ferry, killing one person.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing.
And injuring 10 others. Several passengers are now speaking out, contradicting what the driver of the boat that hit the ferry is saying. Oh, just... Fox 13's Kylie Jones is live for us in Tampa tonight. So, Kylie, what are those passengers saying?
What up, Kylie?
Yeah, one couple spoke with us and they were on the ferry that night with their young children. Mm. As you can imagine, as they're dealing with the trauma from this crash, their attorney is now saying some of the statements that have been made over the last week as insult to injury.
Oh, geez.
It's been just over a week since a deadly crash out on the water.
It's draining. It's emotionally draining.
Yeah, it's emotionally dreading seeing Jeffrey. That's how his name is spelled. Jeffrey. You loser. It's knowing how he will get away with it.
Brenda Alvarez, her husband Marcos Pacheco, and their kids were on the Clearwater Ferry when, according to FWC, a boat operated by local businessman Jeffrey Knight slammed into the back of it.
We were going just to have a good time with our family.
Yeah, you know, just trying to have a good Sunday night before the work week, and then this moron comes along.
As Pacheco, Alvarez, and their children are recovering.
They're dealing with the trauma, they're dealing with their injuries, but ultimately now they're dealing with someone blaming them.
Since
This guy has real big balls. Well, actually he has small D energy.
The crash, Knight's attorney has written multiple letters to FWC investigators. In them, he said Knight had someone on his boat call 911. He tried to render aid, stayed on scene until first responders got there, and only left because he thought his boat might sink.
Yeah.
The letters also called into question the lighting and navigation of the ferry. Now, Pacheco and Alvarez, joined by their attorney, are responding to those statements.
Dun, dun, dun.
We could see that. We could see that.
Yeah, you know, Jeff was probably so coked up, like a moron.
No, man, and they're claiming that they couldn't see our ferry, but they could see that we were being distracted by dolphins. It's almost insulting.
Oh. Really is. The rich white guy gets away with it. I know, good.
Although Knight's attorney has said he acted lawfully and responsibly after the crash, the couple's attorney says otherwise. In the first letter, Knight's attorney stated multiple witnesses have reported that the ferry appeared inadequately illuminated and that in the moments before the collision, the captain and many passengers were distracted by dolphins in the area. But the couple says they didn't see any dolphins.
We would have been the first to point them out because we have toddlers. And, you know, we always like to see things that are going on around us.
Got it.
And we would have liked to point out the dolphins if we were to have seen dolphins.
On Monday, Fox 13 received a third letter that Knight's attorney wrote to the FWC, calling on the Coast Guard to investigate the ferry's use of warning horn signals ahead of the crash, saying, quote, multiple witness statements and press accounts indicate that no such horn signal was made prior to the crash. As the FWC's investigation continues, Alvarez and Pacheco want to see it come to a resolution.
It's not going to happen, though.
So their family can move forward.
We're not here to point fingers.
I'll point fingers. Fuck Jeff Knight.
We were in a position that we shouldn't have been, that our kids shouldn't have been. So we just want to be able to heal and go on and be there for our kids.
And be there for their kids. And under this.
Hello and welcome to ABC Action News at 11. I'm Kyle Berger. Thanks for joining us tonight.
What a cool ass name.
Tonight marks 1 week since the tragic Clearwater Ferry crash that took the life of Jose Castro and seriously injured 10 more people. As Castro's family laid him to rest this weekend, calls for justice are growing louder.
We can't let this go unnoticed. We can't let his life be just gone in an instant like that.
See, Jeff Knight, if you're listening to this, this is what you caused, because you're a mutant.
We need justice for him. We need justice for these girls that he's leaving behind.
I-Team reporter Kylie McGivern spoke with a retired Tampa Police Department Marine officer about why it can take time time before an investigation is completed and the state's attorney's office determines whether to file charges.
Oh, geez. This is very sketchy. To me, this is one of those cases where I think the rich and elite will protect him.
We're in Clearwater near the crash site, and with each passing day, there are more questions and concerns from the community about why Jeffrey Knight has not been charged.
Because in the Tampa Bay area, like I said yesterday, the rich and elite get protected. Mike Cowhead Calta shoving Bubba's girlfriend to the ground, protected. Mike Calta selling a sex tape, protected. And I'm not trying to use my old boss as an example, but there's other reasons and there's other times that, you know, Nick Hogan, you get away with things if you have power in Tampa. And then Tampa's like, why does the rest of the country hate us?
He was driving the boat that crashed into the Clearwater Ferry that was carrying 44 passengers at the time. Mm.
Captain Randy Lopez, the retired officer who investigated hundreds of boat crashes during his 33-year career and now owns and operates a boater safety training business, says the investigation could take 30 to 45 days.
Why? She should have had some arrests that night.
It's been 1 week. FWC is leading the investigation.
Yeah, and I used to produce crappy fishing radio shows, but I used to hear about how sketchy the FWC is. They're protecting their own.
Which he says is the best thing, to have a third party with investigators specifically assigned to this incident. Mm. What you don't want, Lopez says, is to rush an arrest if there are ultimately charges.
Arrested for something? Someone died.
And have someone...
I don't like that.
...get off on a technicality.
I don't like you, Jeff. Screw you, douche.
They're meticulously going through the evidence. Mm.
And in this specific...
Are they? They're trying to figure out where to throw the evidence away.
Ace, there is a lot of evidence to review.
They're going
to
look at every possible thing. Yeah. And what they're going to do is they're going to come up with the very best conclusion.
The conclusion is that they're protecting their own and they're scumbags.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whatever. All I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
And now, something completely different.
Let's talk about Jeffrey Knight.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Hours, the Clearwater Ferry will begin service once again after a deadly accident that happened on April 27th.
Yeah, and he got away with it, kind of.
A 41-year-old dad who died after the crash involving a private boat.
Can you imagine, like, you're a hardworking guy and you die because of this mutant?
...was laid to rest over the weekend, and his family is now calling for justice.
All right. Am I going to be the only person in Tampa that talks about it? I'll say it. It's all alleged, because I got to be careful. It's all alleged that he's an addict of women and shrooms and cocaine. He blew the 000 because his lawyer told him to, because then they weren't going to blood test him. The FWC has a stupid rule that if you don't have any alcohol in your body, you don't need a blood test. So we'll never know what was in that mutant's body. For all we know, he could have been shroomed up. And by the way, I don't even think it was shrooms, because shrooms usually takes away the ego. You're full of an ego. You're an asswipe. All your employers hate you. Everybody in downtown St. Pete hates you. But the thing is, everybody's afraid to speak up because of your power. And that makes you a pig. That makes you a piece of garbage.
We can't let this go unnoticed. We can't let his life be just gone in an instant like that. We need justice for him.
I agree.
And we need justice for these girls that he's leaving behind.
Can you imagine, like, you're just a hardworking immigrant family. I'm pretty sure they're at least not, like, you know, typical American white guy, rich guy, like Jeffrey Knight. And you're just out on a Saturday night trying to have fun, and then this mutant ruins everything and then gets away with it because the FWC protected him because he's one of their own? Kiss my ass.
And they aren't the only ones calling for action. The first of possibly multiple lawsuits has been filed since the crash. A ferry boat passenger is suing the operator of the boat who hit the ferry. New tonight, our Chad Mills is digging into that lawsuit. And Chad, I know the passenger who filed that suit is still in the hospital.
Still in the hospital, and her attorney says she'll likely live with her injuries for the rest of her life.
Yeah, it sucks, but at least the white guy got away with it. At least the rich guy. Fuck you.
That's why they want accountability.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. There's been a boat collision.
The deadly Clearwater boat crash is now the subject of a lawsuit.
You should have the word mayday on Jeff Knight's tombstone.
Filed in Pinellas County earlier this week by one of the people aboard the PSTA ferry that authorities say was hit from behind by a 37-foot recreational boat.
I love how the rich boat, the rich white guy boat, is the one that ends up taking a life.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we're pursuing justice in a way we can, which is following the lawsuit.
Michael Wyatt represents the ferry passenger, Nicole McAlaley, who he tells us is a teacher in Pinellas County. She was on the ferry boat with her son, and she suffered a broken femur, cuts, bruises, and emotional trauma, too.
Elias Jeffs, okay. I'm not calling him Jeffrey. He spells it like a mutant. J-E-F-F-R-Y.
She's going to carry this for the rest of her life.
And I don't think Jeff cares. I don't. He's just like, how can I get away with it? It is a smart decision on his part as a sociopath to call his lawyer. Do you know those two pictures you've seen that are in these videos of mine? That's him talking to his lawyer. His lawyer told him how to get away with it.
You know,
because he was shroomed up and on coke, probably.
Anytime she gets on a boat and potentially in a vehicle, she may be thinking about something like this.
Other passengers have also lawyered up, and so has the operator of the recreational boat, Jeffrey Knight. Knight has not been charged, even though one of the other ferry passengers, Jose Castro, died from it.
I was talking to my friend about this today, who lives in the Tampa Bay area. Can you imagine if I did this, or if he did this, or if you listening did this? You would be charged. But when a rich guy gets away with it, in a country led by a rich guy that gets away with crimes, do you see the problem here? Do you see the issue? Do you see the issue that the underground superstar known as me is the one that wants to talk about it, but nobody in the Bay Area wants to talk about it because, oh, we won't be able to give away counter tickets on the radio show or have a crappy redneck white trash boxing match at the same venue. I mean, you're all mutants.
His injuries, his family members still pleading for justice.
What kind of war is this? What kind of person is this?
In a recent letter to the FWC, which is still investigating the crash.
What are they investigating? The FWC. The one thing I did learn from the crappy fishing radio shows I produced is that they're a joke. The FWC is the worst. They're run by morons. Idiots.
An attorney for Knight puts blame on the ferry, questioning its lighting and more.
Blame everything else but yourself, moron. But can you imagine if the family hit him? He wouldn't be like, oh, it's just a ferry.
We want accountability.
Wyatt, meanwhile, who's suing
you're not getting that.
Knight on behalf of the ferry passenger, hopes the lawsuit will get to the bottom of what happened that night.
And that's why we filed the lawsuit. We want.
The problem is how much time has gone by. And the blood test rule is stupid.
On behalf of the ferry passenger, hopes the lawsuit will get to the bottom of what happened that night.
And that's why we filed the lawsuit. We want to take depositions. We want to find other videos and you know, do a thorough investigation to see what really went on that night.
We'll never find out. I don't believe in an afterlife, but if there is a hell, Jeff Knight's going there. Scumbag. Everyone hates you. Everyone in downtown St. Pete hates you. All your coworkers hate you. The cops hate you. But you got the little man. All right, that sound effect's creeping me out. You got the little man syndrome. You overcompensate because deep down you know you're a failure. You know that if it wasn't for your money, you'd be nothing. I mean, that's what money does, but screw you, bitch.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. All right, and I got another message. I don't even want to read it, not because it's mean. So I got a message from somebody. I've been talking about that scumbag, that absolute mutant. He's the perfect definition of a mutant. Being Jeff Knight. because it's not spelled correctly. J-E-F-F-R-Y. Why is it always the stupidest people have, like, the worst spelling names? Like, the worst type of Zacks, I worked with one on a fishing radio show. Whenever it's, like, Z-A-C, whenever names are spelled differently, not a fan. Well, Jeff Knight from Janice Live, the guy everybody's afraid to talk about in the Tampa Bay area because of his power. And if you don't address the power that Jeff Knight has, then you're letting him win. And then you can't ever say to yourself, why is America laughed at when you let Jeff Knight, you know, get away with it? Because he's being sued, and we'll get to that in a second. But I got a message from somebody who is affiliated in some sort with Jeff. And let me tell you, I got two messages, one from somebody and one from a cop. The first message from the person that works for him, he said that he is the absolute worst boss, and this guy didn't even want to tell me all the awful things about him over text. That's when you know, A, in a sad way, you've kind of made it, where everyone's afraid of you. But B, that's a problem, folks. If you are afraid of some guy who is responsible for taking someone's life, even if it's on accident, and this whole thing, I got another message from a cop who was there on the scene. And allegedly, well, it's not alleged, but he breathalyzed and he got 000. But the moron doesn't drink because he's drank his whole life, allegedly, and has liver problems. So he might be resorting to cocaine and mushrooms. Now, this is all alleged. I'm sure that Jeff was so sober that night, was so together. I'm sure he's never grabbed a woman and never done cocaine or mushrooms. But because he blew a 0000, they didn't do a blood test. So no one ever knows what's in his body. And you know those pictures? There's only like two pictures of Jeff Knight online. And you know how he was on his phone when he was on his boat? You know why he got away with it? He's talking to his lawyer, which is smart, but I could never be a lawyer. I have poker face, A, so I could never play poker either. But B, like, I just can't imagine defending somebody who's kind of responsible for taking a life.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that drives me nuts about Jeff Knight is he's getting sued, but his assets no longer are with Janice Live, so they're not going to be getting any of the Janice Live money. His son has all the power with Janice. So this whole thing of, oh, I'm stepping down, he sold everything 2 months ago, and the guy literally, yeah, he's probably got millions, but he pretty much got away with it. And that should make you mad every day, Average Joe. The Jeff freaking mutant. And what I love is I've been getting other views and messages from people that are grateful that I'm speaking out because the Tampa Bay area is afraid. And if you are afraid, you're not a journalist. I'm sorry. If you personally, if you have a radio show and you did not talk about that because A, he's your friend, or B, you're afraid to piss off Janice Live, you're a wimp. You have no credibility. I don't care. I probably will never be able to work at Janice Live with Jeff Knight. They could literally ban me from going to concerts. I don't care. It's terrible on my back anyway. There was like a mosh pit at Lil Wayne 7-8 years ago, and I almost feel like I was going to die. It's an okay venue, Janice Live in downtown St. Pete, the one that Jeff Knight's a part of. But let's just say, I got to figure out how to address this, but I have some info. I have some inside info. There I am combining words, inside info. I said inside. I have info about Jeff, and I got to figure out how to spill it because I'm not being Bubba the Love Sponge here. I will be the guy who speaks his mind and tells you everything like it is, but I'm not getting sued by him. Okay. Because that's what took in Bubba, was all the lawsuits. I'm not dealing with that, folks.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Right.
online, happyradio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
And now, something completely different.
And then there's this fucking mutant.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Jeffrey Knight, the driver of the boat that crashed into the Clearwater Ferry, is facing a new lawsuit from...
Yeah, he is. I hope they take all the money from him. I am sick and tired of the Tampa Bay area protecting their rich and elite. And you wonder why Tampa Bay is the punchline of the country.
From a ferry passenger. The crash killed one person and injured 10 others.
Can you imagine if I did that? Freaking Cowhead would be talking about it every day. Oh, but when it's one of the rich and elite, we gotta protect him. Because the alleged rumor, he did blow a 0000, even though he does blow. Literally. But the alleged rumor is that he does cocaine and he does mushrooms, but because he blew a 0000, the FWC didn't blood test him because they're protecting their own. And the FWC, what I learned from the crappy fishing radio shows I used to produce at 102.5 The Bone, is that the FWC is corrupt.
The woman who is filing the lawsuit says Knight could have avoided the whole thing. Fox 13's Evan Axelbank reports from the marina in downtown Clearwater.
I'm going to give a round of applause to Evan Axelbank. He was covering the race. He's covering this. He's one of the best reporters in the Bay Area.
Where the ferry resumed operation today.
The victim is still in the hospital with numerous broken bones.
Yeah.
Her lawyer says that there are numerous ways that the driver of the private boat could have avoided the crash.
Duh.
The Clearwater Ferry is back in business nearly 2 weeks after the worst day in its history.
I felt safe riding it.
I think it's completely safe. I mean, I think sometimes those accidents...
Yeah, as long as Jeffrey Knight's not in the fucking water.
It may happen, but it's completely safe.
But lawyers for people on the ferry that night say it was an avoidable accident.
Duh, but the guy's a mutant. That was probably on shrooms.
In a 3-page lawsuit filed on behalf of Pinellas Park public school teacher Nicole McAlaley, lawyers list 5 things the driver of the private boat, Jeff Knight, should have done differently.
Like not being a bone in the first place if you don't know how to operate one and you already had accusations in 2019, so you're a mutant.
They say he was speeding, not maintaining a lookout, operating without due regard.
And supposedly what I heard, because I had a cop message me, but I gotta be careful with this, because I'm not getting sued by him. I'm not being bumming a love sponge getting lawsuits. But I heard the alleged rumor is that this guy does not know how to operate anything. And he's just known as the idiot on the water. And the other thing is that supposedly he had it like on autopilot or whatever you call it in the boat world. And you're not supposed to do that.
Not taking evasive action and fleeing the scene.
Yeah, like a coward.
Our client was severely injured. She's going to deal with these injuries for the rest of her life.
This is attorney Michael Wyatt. I hope he takes all of Jeffrey Knight's money.
And it's due to Mr. Knight's negligence.
That's true.
In 3 letters to FWC, though, Knight's side has pushed back, saying that after the crash, he tied his boat to the ferry.
That's good. Like you did the bare minimum, scumbag.
To help with rescues. They say he told his own passengers to call 911.
Yeah, call 911. I'm going to talk to my lawyer. You know those pictures of him on the phone? His lawyer told him exactly how to get away with it.
And that he only left after 15 minutes.
That's true.
Because his boat was taking on water.
Oh no, but someone died. But my poor boat! How about you survive? You can buy another one, fuckhead.
They also questioned whether the ferry was well lit.
We knew going into this, there was gonna be a fight.
Knight is not under suspicion of drinking while boating.
Because he doesn't drink, because he supposedly has a liver problem. But no one knows that he's always on shrooms, allegedly, and cocaine. Okay?
No arrests have been made.
And they're not gonna be, because he got protected.
But more lawsuits could come. Several passengers have retained Morgan & Morgan as their attorneys.
Oh, I hope John Morgan brings them down. And I'm not trying to yell on this show, notice Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy, but it makes me mad. Because at the end of the day, he's going to get away with it. This area loves protecting their own. Mike Calta and all his controversies, nothing. All of this.
McAlaley is still in the hospital with several broken bones.
So I wish them the best.
any type of monetary recovery that we're able to get for her, it's going to help with future medical care and things of that nature. So, you know, we're hoping that we can get her the fair and just compensation.
Because their fleet is now depleted by one, the Clearwater Ferry is going to be operating from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. as opposed to 10 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah, 11's a little too late. Mm-hmm. God, I hate Jeff Knight. He just looks like a guy who thinks he's better than everybody, and he's not. You will always be remembered. I love doing this. This is my favorite part of ranting about him. As a loser.
Loser, you're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
And now, something completely different.
There is this mutant. Again, I never want to hear people wonder why the rich and elite get away with things, and then you have this example.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
All right, Bobby, thank you. Tonight, more victims on board that ferry that was hit by another boat more than a week ago.
By the millionaire boat that's going to get away with it because of his money.
Go now sharing their stories. A Palm Harbor father died in that incident. Several people injured following the crash, too, and it was captured on a camera.
Fuck you, Jeff Knight. It's not Jeffrey. He doesn't have an E. Jeff Knight. Your mom was too stupid to have the correct spelling of your name.
The other boat was driven by Jeffrey Knight. He's a prominent business owner who stepped down from his position at Janus Live following that crash. But
yeah, he stepped down from Janus Live, but his son is pretty much in charge of it, and he still owns some of the land, so he's fine. He just has less work to do now.
Passengers on the Clearwater Ferry say that is not enough. They say it's time for accountability. So far, no arrests have been made.
I don't think arrests are going to ever get made. He definitely got away with it. Like I said, I have some inside info. First, I had a cop who was on the scene message me and tell me that if you blow a 00 with a breathalyzer, that they don't have to blood test you because he probably had cocaine and mushrooms in his body. And the second thing is the fact that I had a Janus Live employee reach out to me and he was scared for his life. If you have somebody with that much power in this area, that's not good.
Then investigates Jennifer Titus joining us with new information and how.
What up, baby?
Ferry passengers are upset about statements from those on board Knight's boat.
Yeah, we sat down with two of the ferry passengers today who say the claims made to investigators are simply not true.
Of course not. Why would he tell the truth? He had his lawyer on the phone with him the whole time telling him how to get away with it, which is smart, but it's like douchebag smart, you know?
Brenda Alvarez and Marcos Pacheco were on the ferry when Knight's boat crashed into the ferry. They had just.
I wonder what it's like for Knight. He probably was on coke and shrooms. I think it was the shrooms that probably made him not sure where he was in that moment. Because sometimes when things go wrong while you're on shrooms, I have no experience on it. But it feels worse than it is. And I'm not saying this wasn't bad. But when you look at Jeff Knight's eyes, he looks effed up.
Alvarez and Marcos Pacheco were on the ferry when Knight's boat crashed into the ferry. They had just gone to the Sugar Sand Festival with their kids.
Yeah, you know, just trying to have a good time and a millionaire doesn't know how to, you know, operate a boat. The problem was he had it on automation, which you're not supposed to do on that water.
They both remember the night of the crash very well. Brenda was thrown to the ground during the impact and still has a lot of pain. They are trying their best to recover and question some of the statements being made by Knight's lawyer.
It's very weird how it's like he hit all these people of different ethnicities. And it's like, they're just here, they're working their ass off in this country, and then you have the rich white millionaire pretty much take a life and, you know, pretty much ruin everyone else's life and traumatize them, and then it's like, oh, but my poor boat. It's just sad, man. I'm very tired today because it's a Monday and it's cloudy, so I'm not yelling like I have before, but I'll say it again, fuck you, Jeffrey.
Knight's lawyer says that allegations of leaving the scene are without legal basis.
What about legal basis? There's camera footage of you leaving. And the only reason you came back is because the cops put the spotlight on you, bud.
Says that Jeff stayed to offer aid, but had to leave because his boat was taking on water.
Oh no, my poor boat's taking on water, but because of me, someone lost a life and others are traumatized, but my poor boat. That is your typical millionaire scumbag thing where they care more about their items than humans.
Pacheco and Alvarez say the truth is Jeffrey Knight left the scene of the crash.
Of course he did.
Their lawyer also says that comments made about the captain and passengers being distracted by dolphins in the area is false, and that blaming the victims for this crash is offensive. And
yeah, can you imagine, like, you get into a car crash and you hit the car head on and you're like, you're in my way,
and improper.
I just hope that the investigation carries through and that whoever's found at fault is held accountable. And
they won't be, bud. I'm sorry. I was talking to people that were from Tampa. I guess Jeffrey Knight used to own a cable company, and like they were known for, I got to be careful here because I don't want to go through a lawsuit. I don't want to become a millennial puppet of love sponge where I speak to my mind and the truth, but I get sued. The alleged rumor, because they would never do this, is that everybody was like a crackhead that worked for this company or something. Jeff Knight's just a bad guy. And then there was like somebody that worked with him that like committed suicide, and it kind of has a little bit of a Clinton vibe to it, if you know what I mean. Just not a dad you want to work for.
And like I said, my family and I can just move on from this and heal.
I just like to hope that the authorities do their best.
Nah, they're not. Somebody in the authorities is probably friends with them and helped them get away with it.
To consider our feelings and everything that we went through.
They don't care about your feelings. It's all about money. If that was me doing this, or can you imagine if these people that we're listening to on this clip from 10 Tampa Bay, if they're the ones that were driving the ferry, they'd be arrested. But when it's a local scumbag mutant millionaire, and that's why people hate this country.
And we're hoping for a good outcome, I guess.
It's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
They could say I don't have the words.
Now, we did reach out to Knight's lawyer once.
And what's he going to say?
Once again, asking if Knight or passengers on his boat would go on camera. But we were told that they are reluctant to speak publicly because of what they're calling vicious online commentary.
I'm one of them. I'm not the only Tampa radio host that's doing it, too. I wonder if he's seen it. I mean, people at Janice have hit me up.
They did send us a third letter that they have sent to FWC investigators.
Yeah, and the FWC can kiss my ass. They definitely defended them.
What they are asking for, coming up all new tonight.
Whatever. Here's what I'll say, Jeff Knight. If you're not talking to others because of the hate you got online, you are known as a terrible boss. You are known as a creep that nobody likes being around. You have a terrible reputation. So, of course, you would hide from it. You're a coward.
Portland, Maine. Miss Congeniality. Jordan Hudson is not. Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend fell short yet again in the Miss Maine beauty pageant.
Yeah, she's got a huge frown on her face. Maybe if you weren't such an imbecile, people would actually want to vote for you.
Placing third Sunday, and she couldn't hide her disappointment. Hudson, who came in second in the contest last year, once again didn't have quite the stuff to strut all the way to the crown.
She's just douchey vibes. You look at her, you're like, shut up, honey.
She looked dejected behind her beaming stage smile as the results were read aloud, and it was revealed she'd landed one place worse than she did in 2024.
Karma!
Then, off stage, after the contest ended, Hudson's face remained downcast as her bodyguard rebuffed reporters clamoring for questions.
Whatever. It's not that big of a deal, honey. Just know that no one really likes you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip.
And now, something completely different.
In your heart, you know he's right. Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
And
right here is the latest on Jeffrey Knight. It's not Jeffrey. There's no he. Jeffrey Knight, that scumbag. I've had a lot of people reach out to me, and I'll get to that in a second. But here's the latest with Jeffrey Knight and a Clearwater ferry crash.
That was Matt Bradley reporting. All new tonight, we are learning brand new details about that deadly ferry crash that claimed a man's life.
Yeah, no big deal. Someone died, but hey, the rich and elite did it, so they should try to get away with it. Screw you, dude.
Clearwater in April, we just got our hands on a Florida Fish and Wildlife search warrant.
Thank God that Jeffrey Knight wasn't allegedly on shrooms, because that'd be bad if you were operating a ferry on shrooms. Mm-hmm.
Which shows investigators believe Jeffrey Knight violated state law when he left the scene that fateful night. News Channel 8's Nicole Rogers joins us now live in the Tampa News.
What up, baby?
Center with the latest details. Nicole.
Jen, besides finding probable cause, there are a lot new details in this search warrant. The most notable being what was said during the 911 calls and if Jeff Knight ever took a drug test.
He did not take a drug test. You know why he didn't take a drug test? Because I had an alleged cop reach out to me and tell me this. I had like seven people reach out to me. $70. Somebody told me that he blew a 0.00 on the blood alcohol test, and that the FWC rule, allegedly, supposedly, is that if you blow 0.00, you don't have to do a drug test. But trust me, I don't want to throw out accusations, even though I am. I don't think he would have passed that drug test.
The search warrant details an interview with one of the passengers on Jeff Knight's boat, saying she told Knight they needed to call 911.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm rich. I want to try to get away with this.
She says Knight responded, quote, my life is over. No. She says Knight did later tell another passenger to call 911, but ended up telling her to hang up the phone.
Yeah, get out of here. Man, he must have been tripping, bro. Because whatever you're at, shrooms, I have no experience about it, allegedly. Because it's all alleged. When you're tripping and something goes wrong, but this is all alleged. I'm sure he was 100% sober.
Investigators say Knight refused to participate in a drug recognition expert exam. But in that...
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either, bud.
That officer's brief encounter with Knight, he didn't suspect Knight was under the influence.
Yeah, because when things happen, you really sober up.
The warrant says Knight did not give his information to first responders nor the ferry's crew after the collision, despite pushing the ferry to shore.
God, this just represents how this area protects the rich and elite. My Calta shoving a woman to the ground protected. I feel like the only one that's not protected is Bubba, but there's so many cases of these people doing these awful things in this area. But if you have any Tampa celebrity, you get away with it. And people wonder why people still don't respect Tampa Bay.
In a previous statement, Knight's attorneys claimed he left because the boat was taking on water and feared the boat would sink with an infant on board.
Oh, yeah, you gotta make sure the kid doesn't die.
But investigators say Knight never called 911 to get...
Liar!
...help for the infant, nor did deputies report any water entering Knight's vessel.
Oh, well... Are you surprised that a rich and elite CEO who has money but is a scumbag piece of garbage would think he's better than others? It's almost like he's an awful person. I had a few of his employees reach out to me, but I'm going to keep him anonymous. I had a cop reach on. I had an investigative journalist from a newspaper on the East Coast of Florida reach out to me. What I say on this show about this scumbag is the only press release I will do. I had people want to have me go on their podcast. Nah, man. Happy Hour is only accessible on this feed. If you want to get a hold of me, you can talk to me. We can have a conversation, but I will not go on your podcast to talk about this.
The family of Jose Castro, the man killed during...
Yeah, you know how the rich and elite killed a guy...
The Clearwater ferry crash released a statement tonight saying the family is still very much grieving and
Duh, they lost their son, and this rich and elite guy didn't get charged. But can you imagine if the guy who died, if it was flip-flops, if he killed Jeffrey Knight? Oh, no!
Hurting and trying to heal. All we want now is justice.
And you deserve it. I know Jeffrey Knight has heard my show because no other podcast or radio show in this area wants to touch it because they don't want to burn a bridge with them. I'm willing to burn a bridge with them because I've already worked with scumbags. Jeffrey Knight, you represent everything that's wrong with A, being a man, and B, being a Florida man. You think you're better than everybody. I've had people after people come up to me, tell me stories about you. I'm not saying any of it because I'm not dealing with any of your garbage, but just know that when it's all said and done, you will be remembered as a scumbag.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy Hour will be right
back. All right, we'll have some fun and games later. We'll hang out and do our thing, but it's time for Tampa Bay News. As I saw last night, that Jeffrey Knight, that's how you say his name, there's no R-E-Y, it's R-Y, Jeffrey Knight, as I saw he was charged last night. And I'm going to play all the clips because I want to hear how the different news sites, being FLA, being Fox 13, and ABC Action News, I want to see how they reported on it, because some of these news anchors and some of these radio hosts in Tampa are friends with Jeffrey Knight. Some of these people out here are afraid to burn a bridge with Janice Live. They're told, don't say anything. Don't piss off Jeffrey Knight. I don't care. I met the guy one time when I did a boxing match for Cowhead, and he was not a very nice man. I was trying to remember where I saw him, and he's just a freaking mutant. He's got a little Napoleon complex, just walks around. Dude, I know you know who I am. Because in your public statement, you said you weren't going to say anything because of vicious attacks online. But the thing is, nobody in the Tampa Bay media was attacking you but me. So if you're listening to my words, I know so much about you, Jeffrey Knight. But I'm afraid of that thing called a lawsuit. That's what brought Bubba the Love Sponge down. And I love Bubba. But that's what hurt him, was all the lawsuits. I've had so many of your former coworkers and so many of your current coworkers reach out to me and say, man, you said everything we were thinking about our boss. How does that make you feel, Jeffrey Knight, to know that people despise you so much that I know juicy details?
Mm-hmm.
I know things that I should not know. But because of libel and because of slander, I'm going to hold it back. But whatever you think I don't know, Jeffrey Knight, I know. Let's see what ABC Action News said last night.
Charges filed. After months of investigation, the man seen taking off from this deadly Clearwater ferry crash has been arrested.
The man, he's not just a man, he's a local millionaire.
FWC arresting 62-year-old Jeffrey Knight on several felony counts.
He looks every bit like he's 62, just like he's laid in the sun for the last 4 years. Totally not doing cocaine and shrooms. Because we all know that he is a sober man. He doesn't drink because he blew 0000 on his FWC test. So he doesn't ever have to, you know, do a drug test. Because we know if we did a mushroom test, there would be no mushrooms in Jeffrey Knight's body. Because he never does that.
For crashing into the ferry and taking off. That crash killed one man and left 10 others injured. Investigators later that night found his boat at the Bel Air Causeway boat ramp, but no arrests. That was until tonight.
Can you imagine if I did that? If I was hanging out, you know, doing some mushrooms. Oh, wait, that's right. Jeffrey Knight doesn't do that. And I hit Jeffrey Knight. I would be arrested. I would be crucified by the local media. But when the millionaire who owns a cable company, when the millionaire who doesn't get talked about on the local news until there's arrests because people don't want to lose their inside info, when he does it, he's protected. Man, funk that.
For months, many, including the family of 41-year-old Jose Castro, who lost his life in that crash, have been calling for consequences.
He's leaving his two girls.
Yeah, can you imagine if this nice Hispanic family had Jeffrey?
I want this person responsible to pay for what he did, taking my brother's life.
Mm.
New tonight, we have a message from that family who's been waiting for accountability since their loved one died. Reporter Annette Gutierrez joining us now.
What up, baby?
With what they had to say, Annette. Mm-hmm. And his family responded, sharing a statement with ABC Action News, saying they are still grieving, but this is, quote, one step closer to accountability. And
the problem is he's got money and he'll probably get away with it. They were showing a video of him leaving the police station last night and he was waving everybody like he would have been a perfect politician because he's a scumbag.
Justice.
On April 27th, one family's life changed forever when a private boat crashed into a Clearwater ferry, killing Jose Castro.
We are destroyed. My mom is destroyed. We didn't deserve my brother take away his life like that.
Of the 45 people on board the ferry, one person died and several others were seriously injured. And now Jeffrey Knight finds himself at the center of the investigation.
Why did it take 3 months? You know they were trying to do everything they could behind the scenes to protect their own.
And could be facing some serious consequences.
Unfortunately, even though he's facing 8 felonies, nothing's going to happen to him. He's protected. My car just shoves a woman to the ground. You got all these crimes that get committed in this area. But the rich always win.
I'm shocked that it's happening this quickly.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission announced his arrest Monday night, saying he is facing 8 counts of felony charges, including leaving the scene of a boating accident.
Yeah, if you had nothing to hide, why'd you leave? Jeffrey Knight. You're so stupid. The way your name is spelled looks like it's a misspell. J-E-F-F-R-Y. You notice how like people that have the stupidest names always have the stupidest faces?
Mm-hmm. Involving death and serious injury. In a statement, his family says, quote, they continue to grieve an unimaginable loss. While no legal proceedings can undo the heartbreak we've suffered, today's charges represent a step toward accountability and justice. Mm. They add on to say they hope this case will deter people from acting recklessly on the water.
Yeah. We all know he blew a 0000. And if you blow that with the FWC alcohol level of 0%, you don't have to be tested for mushrooms. Why am I playing the mushroom sound effect? Why would I do that? He was so sober. I'm having way too much fun with this scumbag.
Knight owns several businesses, including Janice Live in downtown St. Pete.
No, his son does now, honey.
On April 30th, we learned he stepped down from his role there.
But his son runs it, so it's like the second coming of him owns it. It's not like he lost it.
In the following days, victims called for justice, announcing the first lawsuit against Knight on May 7th.
All right, so there is ABC Action News. Let's see what FL Hayes said.
Well, the operator of the boat involved in April's deadly Clearwater ferry crash is now being criminally charged. Jeffrey Knight, the former owner of Janice Live.
God, he's such a freaking mutant. They're showing the footage of him leaving the police station. He's just waving at everybody. You might as well have some babies there and have him kiss babies. He's just playing his total millionaire scumbag move. Jeffrey Knight, you might be able to pull it off on everyone else. Oh, wait, that's right. You don't. You just get away with things because of money. You know how many of your coworkers can't stand you? When you look yourself in a mirror, which is barely over the sink because you're so short, you need to realize that you're a phony, a fraud, and a loser. And you totally are sober.
Bonded out of jail overnight. And on your side's Beth Rousseau, live at the Pinellas County Courthouse.
What up, baby?
With a closer look now at the charges that he is facing. Good morning, Beth.
What up?
Hey, good morning. So Jeffrey Knight facing several felony charges for...
Shout out to these reporters for not sweating on the scene. If I was a TV reporter, especially a hot babe, I'd be all sweaty.
Leaving the scene of a boating accident that resulted in death or serious bodily injury. This morning, we're working to learn when Knight is going to make his first appearance before a judge here at the Pinellas County Courthouse.
This is video of Jeffrey Knight avoiding our crew's questions and staying silent while...
There he is, waving at the cops, hiding. You know, his lawyer was like, ignore the online comments. We will pay this off. Mm-hmm.
getting out of jail for 8 felony counts of leaving the scene of a boating accident involving death or serious bodily injury.
What is?
Mr. Knight, do you have any response to the charges filed against you?
Officers with
the little wimps looking at the ground.
Florida Fish and Wildlife say Knight was behind the wheel of the boat that crashed into a Clearwater ferry back in April, killing Jose Castro and injuring several others.
Let's not forget, I don't care how much entertainment he's provided with his cable service. I don't care how much entertainment he's provided in other ways.
You have any message for Jose Castro's family?
I do.
His arrest comes after the ferry's insurance company filed a complaint earlier this month. The court document says the ferry had a $1 million insurance policy through Atlantic Specialty Insurance Company. An attorney unaffiliated with this case says what they filed is called an interpleader.
How do you put a price on someone's life? The insurance company is saying, we don't want to do that. We're going to let the court find someone. And that person's going to have to do it.
The attorney representing
the insurance company is not wanting to do any work, but we have to pay them a lot of money. Man, fuck that.
Castro's family sent a statement to Aid on Your Side saying in part, this is a deeply painful time for our family who continue to grieve an unimaginable loss.
Mm-hmm.
While no legal proceeding can undo the heartbreak.
So we heard that on the previous news clip. Let's see what Fox 13 said. Oh, yeah, they got the BDE over there.
Up here at 11, 3 months after that deadly Clearwater ferry crash, Florida Fish and Wildlife have made an arrest. They announced just hours ago that they've arrested Jeffrey Knight for 8 felonies and some.
The charge should be being in a room with the victim's family for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Other charges. Now, remember, in that crash, one person was killed and several others injured when Knight's boat crashed into the ferry back in April. Fox 13's Jennifer Vigilis is in our newsroom now with more on these latest developments. Jennifer, what do we know?
Yeah, hey, Chris, this crash.
God, that Jennifer girl is beautiful.
Crash forever changed the lives of so many people, including the family of the man killed, 41-year-old Jose Castro, who's a father of two. Tonight, the family tells us they just found out about this arrest and are still processing everything.
It's a surveillance video clip that left our community stunned on the night of April 27th near the Memorial Causeway Bridge.
And we saw in the surveillance video that, you know, he goes forward and back. And
he was sober, though, because he blew 00 on his alcohol FWC test. He had nothing else in his body. Then he's just a terrible boat driver if he was sober.
Frees himself from the vessel.
Well-known businessman Jeffrey Knight,
freaking mutant,
was behind the wheel of a 37-foot recreational boat.
You know when you see somebody's face, especially if they're like a Floridian, and they just have like bitch slap face? Jeffrey Knight just like, God, you're a scumbag.
With 6 people on board when he collided into the Clearwater ferry with 44 people on board. One person on the ferry died. Another 10 left with injuries. 2, including a teacher, filed lawsuits claiming Knight operated the boat carelessly.
Duh!
Investigators say Knight left the scene and was located further south at the Bel Air boat ramp.
He left the scene of that crash and drove past.
But I thought you had nothing to hide. I heard a rumor. One of the 9 rumors I heard, and the other 8 I can't say. I heard a rumor that he was hiding in Costa Rica.
Other boats, other law enforcement vessels that were coming to the scene.
At the time, he told investigators he had tried to stay to help passengers, but his boat began to take on water and he had to leave.
As the story played out, as the people on his boat started to talk to the state attorney's office, when we hear the 911 calls and we see the investigation, the truth is starting to come out, and the truth is different than what Jeff Knight really portrayed it to be.
You're telling me a sociopathic millionaire lies? No way! He seems like such a trustworthy guy.
In June, we told you about an electronic data search warrant from FWC that revealed passengers on Knight's boat told investigators that Knight panicked, saying, quote,
yeah, he did, because he was sober. He had nothing to panic about. He wasn't on shrooms or anything else.
My life is over. I'm going to lose everything.
Good. You've treated everybody like garbage. I've heard so much crap about you. Everybody's afraid of you. I ain't afraid of you. You're a little bitch.
And tried to get them to stop calling 911, saying things like, quote, don't say anything and hang up.
But we see really facts that Jeff Knight was more concerned with his own well-being than the well-being of individuals on that boat.
He's not a good guy. And I can imagine his son's a freaking douche, too.
Many of whom were seriously injured and one of whom was killed.
All things criminal defense attorney Anthony Rickman, who is not affiliated with this case, says were used as evidence in this investigation.
Mm-hmm. Can we see that his boat wasn't sinking? That witnesses on the boat said that they weren't taking on water.
FWC says through its investigation, in addition to the Coast Guards, it has been determined Knight willingly left the scene of the crash and headed south towards his home before a Pinellas County Sheriff's Office boat stopped him.
Knight faces 8 counts of felony leaving the scene of a boat crash involving death or serious injury. FWC says additional misdemeanor charges are set to be filed with the state attorney's office that'll include things like failure to maintain a safe speed and failure to maintain a proper lookout resulting in a fatal boating accident.
Yeah, but he was sober. Mm-hmm. He wasn't doing anything. Jeffrey Knight, I can't stand you. You represent everything that's terrible about the boomer generation. I hope you get brought down. But as we know, this area protects its own.
In your heart, you know he's right.
And now, something completely different.
I am just not holding back anymore. I just can't stand him. He represents everything wrong with boomers.
First at 6, we are learning more from investigators about that deadly ferry boat crash that happened back in April.
He should have been arrested April 30th.
First reported in the 6 o'clock hour last night that charges have been filed against Clearwater businessman Jeffrey Knight.
Oh my goodness. I'll get to it in the inbox. And really, I can't get into it. I had so many people reach out to me thanking me. Everyone's afraid of you, Jeff. Everyone's like, oh my God, do you don't want to piss off Jeff Knight? I don't care. I had prominent people ask for secrecy and I'll give it to them. But Jeff, you're a mutant.
He was operating a private vessel that collided with the ferry. He's facing 8 counts of felony charges for leaving the scene of a boating accident involving death and serious injury. But he's not the only one in trouble. The captain of the ferry is also facing charges.
You know, he's like, I thought you didn't get away on it.
Yes.
The ferry boat captain, Denise Kimmerer, has been charged with violating a navigation rule for failing to have a working stern light at the time of the accident.
The impact of that crash resulted in multiple injuries and one death. Jose Castro, a father of 2, was the person who was killed in that crash. And today, his family spoke about the charges filed.
Can you imagine how sort of hopeless they feel? They're a Hispanic family, which is already dealing with so much backlash in America for being Hispanic. So you're already kind of an underdog. And then you're going up against this millionaire who essentially owns downtown Tampa. Can you imagine how scary of a feeling that is? And this owner that owns downtown, this ferry crash guy, is a scumbag.
Fox 13's Kylie Jones is in Clearwater with the latest.
You know what I mean?
Well, the Clearwater ferry was almost back at the marina when the crash happened near the Memorial Causeway Bridge. Now a memorial for Jose Castro sits at the edge of the water.
It is heartbreaking. Because a freaking mutant, you know, doesn't know how to properly operate a boat while sober. People thought they were hearing things yesterday. I said he wasn't on mushrooms or anything else. You're hearing things. He didn't do anything. I never actually said it. I had a few people go, you're saying he's on mushrooms and other things? No, I never said that. You're hearing what you want to hear. Because he would never do that because his liver shot from all the alcohol and treating people badly. Jeff, I know so much about you. Guess what? I'm not going to say it.
Whatever you think I don't know, I know.
His family is happy to see these charges filed, but they say this is just the first step of a long healing process.
He was a great piece, the gold piece of the family, bringing happiness to everybody.
Yeah, why is it always the good guys? All these good ones have to die young, and Jeff Knight's just alive. Now I'm saying I want him dead, but it's always the operators, which is weird. Because usually when you're messed up and not sober, that's when the people that like either get into drunk driving crashes or boat crashes or ferry crashes, usually they survive. So it's weird to think that a sober guy that had a nothing in his body, nothing. He had nothing because he blew a 0-0 on the alcohol test.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
But that piece has been missing. The last 3 months have instead been filled with pain for the family of 41-year-old Jose Castro.
My daughter's missing every day.
Yeah.
There's no explanation.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain. Yeah, this rich white guy was just operating sober.
There's no peace. There's no happiness that can fill the hole that he's left.
Jose was a father of two little girls. He was on board the Clearwater Ferry when it was hit by a boat driven by Jeffrey Knight back in April.
Sober. He was sober. Why am I saying it in such an extravagant voice? Because I want to point out that he had no alcohol in him, which means he had nothing else in his body.
Jose's sister says he rode the ferry out to a festival on Clearwater Beach earlier that day.
He was texting a friend saying, I'm going back because I have to do grocery shopping for my girls tomorrow.
What a good guy, leaving the party early.
Because I have to pick them up from school tomorrow and just enjoy with them.
The FWC says Knight's boat slammed into the back of the ferry near the Memorial Causeway Bridge in Clearwater. Several people on the ferry were hurt. Jose was killed.
Yeah, unfortunately.
My brother was a happy person. He was an amazing father, a wonderful son.
I hope Jeff Knight, that scumbag who was sober, I hope he gets brought down. I hope that money and owning half of downtown St. Pete doesn't, you know, survive. Doesn't help him get away with it. Now, do I expect him to get 7 years in prison? No. But even like 6 months would just be nice.
We didn't deserve, he didn't deserve to die like this.
A 3-month-long FWC investigation into the crash led to Knight's arrest. Knight, a prominent St. Pete businessman.
Oh, good. Screw you.
Is facing 8 felony charges of leaving the scene of a boating accident involving death and or serious bodily injury.
So that is where we hear from the victim's family. Now let's hear what led to the arrest. This was breaking last night from Fox 13.
First up at 10, could it bring closure to the...
God, I love Mark Wilson. He's got that BDE. That is an underrated family in Tampa Bay, by the way. The Wilson family. Oh, my God, are they successful. Patrick, Paul, Mark, the dad, John. A round of applause to the Wilson family. They are the, I would say, royal family of Tampa. And I'm being dead serious. I have so much respect for Mark Wilson. Maybe because he follows me back on Twitter.
First up at 10, could it bring closure to the family of a man killed in that deadly Clearwater ferry crash that happened in April? Charges have been filed now against the boater who crashed into the ferry and also the ferry captain. Now, Jeff Knight was arrested last night on felony charges, leaving the scene. And the ferry captain, we learned today, also faces a charge, a misdemeanor.
There you go.
For failing to maintain a proper stern light. That's a white light off the back of the boat. Fox 13's Genevieve Curtis is live in Clearwater tonight with the very
latest. Gosh, so beautiful.
Latest on this, Genevieve.
The local news needs to figure out that 5-second delay, man. It's a little off-putting.
Yeah, Mark, after a 3-month investigation, Jeff Knight was booked into jail on charges for...
What is there to investigate? Someone died. You were trying to cover it up for the rich and elite. That's what that was.
What FWC...
investigation. What is there to investigate? Someone's in the ground because of him.
He says he did after the Clearwater ferry crash.
I did.
And after multiple questions were posed to officials today, it is clear much of what happened that night has yet to be made public.
Oh, yeah. But we do know he was sober. He had nothing else in his body.
Our hope is that the conclusion of this investigation can be the first step in bringing closure and justice to his family and all those affected by this event.
A conclusion to an investigation setting the stage for a legal fight over the...
This is going to get ugly, and I'll be front and center.
Clearwater Ferry crash. Florida Fish and Wildlife investigators arrested Jeffrey Knight Monday at the airport.
His mugshot's like, why did you arrest me? I'm rich and elite. I should get away with everything.
He returned from the Bahamas to face 8 charges.
I was wrong. Yesterday I said Costa Rica. So close with my inside sources. I said Costa Rica. He was in the Bahamas hiding. Thought he could just get away with it. Someone died because I don't know how to operate a boat. Sober. Time to go on a vacation.
A fleeing the scene of a boat accident with injury or death. 45 people were on the ferry in April when Knight's boat crashed into the back of it.
I wonder what it's like when you're sober and you're operating a boat and you just realize things are real. So then you make up the lie that water's going in your boat. Like people aren't going to be able to check that.
Investigators say Knight's charges are for the 7 seriously injured victims and Jose Castro, who died.
My daughter's missing every day. There's no explanation.
All right, so the news is kind of just saying what it said before. If there's any breaking news that goes on here, I will be front and center. I think it's time we went through my inbox.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Now, I got a message. Not going to even say like what type of message I got, in a way that I'm not going to say who it is, what business, blah, blah, blah. But somebody who's a well-known in Tampa Bay. Hey, Ryan. Just want to drop in and tell you I respect your hustle and how you speak the truth. Keep on keeping on. Next message. I worked with Jeffrey Knight in 2004, and he was an absolute scumbag. Keep speaking the truth. The rich get richer. Not sure what that means. And finally, good old Lonnie Smith, who used to comment on every one of my videos, or commented on my video and said, coming in loud and clear in Hooker Prairie. Which very much is a real place. God, I would love to go to Hooker Prairie. It's in like Bradenton. It sounds fun. Just, you know, go to Hooker Prairie. Another version of it would be Nebraska Avenue. That's another Hooker Prairie. But that's a story for another day.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
In your heart, you know he's right.
And now, something completely different.
But now, it's time for me to be negative about this scumbag. This summer and this year, my most listened to shows were when I was covering the mutant, unknown as Jeffrey Knight.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Thanks a bunch. Happening today, an arraignment hearing for the man investigators say caused the deadly Clearwater ferry crash in April.
How is
Jeffrey Knight is pleading not guilty, to 24.
Oh, geez. Wow, that's quite the mess up there.
Not guilty, I should say, to 24 charges, including leaving the scene of a deadly crash.
I love how the local area, Jeffrey Knight must have paid some people off to have it go away. Because Jeffrey Knight doesn't have a sketchy past at all. He's a good guy. This story goes in waves. One minute, all 4 of the networks are talking about it. The next minute, it's swept under the rug, like typical stories that happen in the Bay Area.
8 on your sides, Jenna Bass has the details from Clearwater.
Jeff Knight is accused of crashing his boat into that Clearwater ferry back.
Yeah, he was totally, you know, totally sober. He didn't have anything in his body that could, you know, compromise him.
Mm-hmm.
He had nothing going on that makes you go, hey, buddy, you know, Maybe you shouldn't be driving. He was sober.
Back in April, that crash killed one person and injured 10 others. He's due for his arraignment here at the Pinellas County Courthouse a little later this afternoon. However, his attorney has already filed to waive his appearance.
All right, so here's the funny part. This was posted 18 hours ago. Right now, it's September 9th at 12 p.m. So this was posted around 6 p.m. There's been no coverage of what happened later on.
It is unlikely Knight may even be here today. Knight.
Yeah, that must be nice. If I were to take someone's life, you better believe they would want me to appear. But you own Janet's life, or no, your son does now. You can get away with anything. That is the most despicable part about the Bay Area, is how they protect their own.
It is unlikely Knight may even be here today. Knight is facing a total of 24 counts, including 8 counts of felony leaving the scene of a boating accident.
Yeah, that wasn't good, Jeff. Your whole life, you've treated everybody like crap. You know how many people have reached out to me and said thank you for saying something? You know how many people that work with you currently have heard my segment?
Involving death or injury.
Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, ultimately stopped Mr. Knight a good distance from the scene. And this, the discussion he had with those deputies did not indicate any desire to remain at the scene. And that's what led us to the charges we have today.
Yeah, he's rich and elite. He's a little man. He thinks he's better than you. Even though literally, if he didn't have money, he would just be another unattractive douchebag. But oh, he has a little bit of money. Makes him attractive. Not at all. You know, he's just terrible in bed.
Today.
Knight has said in statements he left the scene because his boat was taking on water.
But it was not.
But FWC's investigation claims there's no evidence to support that.
You're telling me a sociopathic owner would lie and say the water was coming in when it wasn't? No way! I thought he was such a good guy.
He did remain on scene for a period of time, but our evidence revealed, and a lot of 911 call evidence revealed, that there was a significant change in the demeanor of what was occurring, and there was an attempt to leave the scene.
And Knight,
God, he's a mutant. I use that word a lot, but he is the definition of one. He thinks he's better than you, even though he's hideous looking, and I've never heard a good thing about you, you scumbag.
This arraignment is set for 1:30 this afternoon. We'll continue to bring updates to you on air online at our WFLA.com.
Thanks, baby.
For now, reporting in Pinellas County, Jenna Bass, 8 on your side.
Oh, they're on our side, but the other news reporters covered it up. But that's just typical Tampa Bay.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
Killing us, and we'll call it a day.